Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. I heard a story which took place about 25 years ago in Israel. A couple who were engaged to be married, who were already engaged to be married, and the Chatan's grandmother, who was very wealthy, told him that she wanted to purchase the engagement ring. She bought something magnificent for 50,000 shekel and told her grandson to tell the bride that it was a special gift from her. The Hatan himself was learning in yeshiva and planning to live a kollel lifestyle, but he didn't want to be disrespectful to his grandmother, so he accepted the extravagant gift. He gave it to his kala a few days before the wedding. She was awestruck at the size of the diamond. The ring itself was a little loose on her finger, and she told her husband about it. He told his parents, and they said to him, "Grandma spent a lot of money on this. Just tell her to say thank you and keep it the way it is." So she put it on her finger and planned to eventually adjust the size. During the Sheva Berachot, a friend of the bride's asked to see the ring. And when she stuck out her hand, she noticed the ring was gone. When the family of the Hatan found out that she lost the ring, they began heaping shame upon her. They called her names, asking how careless she could be. And she was totally humiliated from that episode. This took place in the beginning of the month of Sivan, when they got married. About 4 months later, at the end of Elul, the Hatan put on a suit of his that he wore during Sheva Berachot. He was showing his wife that he gained weight and the jacket no longer fits him so well. But as he was putting his hands on the jacket, he felt something in the pocket. He stuck his hand in the pocket and he pulled out his wife's engagement ring. Turned out, she never lost it. He had it with him the whole time and it was he who didn't realize it. He told her how sorry he was that she had to go through all the embarrassment she suffered. He immediately called his family members to tell them about it. They all apologized profusely to her, but the damage was done. It was hard for her to forgive. And for the next 15 years, she said she had negative feelings towards her husband for indirectly causing her all that embarrassment. She kept it hidden inside and tried not to show it. Now, 15 years later, they had 7 children, were happily married on the outside, but deep down she had a grudge. The man's grandmother then passed away, and his wife told him she no longer wanted that ring, which caused her so much anguish. She asked if she could sell it and get a different one. "Sure," her husband replied. "If that's what will make you happy, it's fine with me." They all knew about the jewelry store that grandma used to frequent. So she went there and asked the jeweler how much he would give her for that ring. He studied it and said it's worth 53,000 shekel. She then told him that it was he who originally sold that ring to her husband's grandmother. He looked at the ring again and said, "No, this ring's not from me. I have a way to tell my merchandise, and I know for a fact I did not sell this ring to her." The woman was determined to prove him wrong. She went back to her house to look for the certificate of sale so she could show it to him. She turned over the house until she finally found it. And she saw, just like her husband said, it was a 50,000 shekel ring. But then, as she studied it closer, she saw something on that certificate which made her begin to cry. She called her husband and said, "Yossi, when are you coming home? What's wrong?" he asked. She said she needed to speak to him face to face. It was very important. Right away, he left his office and came home. When he arrived, he said, "What is it?" She told him, "I can't believe it. For 15 years, you hid this from me." "What?" he asked. "The ring. This ring was not purchased by your grandmother. It was purchased by you. What are you talking about? He replied. She showed him the certificate. It said the ring was 50,000 shekel, but it also had a date of purchase on the bottom. It said Yud Dalid Elul. They got married 3.5 months prior to that when she received the first ring. She told him, "You felt so bad for me. You must have borrowed money and spent years trying to pay it back to get me a new ring. And you made believe that you had it in your jacket the whole time because you wanted to save me the shame from your family. And you never told me about it. All these years I thought you were the cause of my shame. But you're an angel. I'm so sorry for holding a grudge against you." There are people walking around, lo aleinu, with a grudge against Hashem. They may feel that Hashem hurt them, or humiliated them, or held back goodness from them, and they can't look past it. They have become less enthusiastic to follow Torah and mitzvot as a result. One day, we're all going to see what we thought was Hashem hurting us was in actuality Hashem turning over the world to help us in the best way possible. He does everything for our benefit. We're then going to say, "I can't believe it. I totally misjudged Hashem." But now, before Hashem reveals this to us, we have a chance to show our emunah and say to Him, "I trust you. I know what you're doing is exactly what I need, and I know you're doing it to help me. I'm going to love you no matter what and continue serving you to the best of my ability." If we can do that, then when Hashem finally reveals His plans to us, we'll be in a state of jubilation, reaping the rewards for believing in His goodness the entire time. Have a great day.